Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show.
Anna.
The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, fine folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'm telling you, there are some things to look forward to as we embark upon 2021 full speed ahead. I would like to give a shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza here in Vero Beach, Florida, right next to the Hallmark. They have chairs for the little people. They have massaging chairs for the big people, manicures, pedicures, lash extensions, and waxing. Gift cards always available. They are true nail artists. Hats off to my Foxy family over at Foxy Nails. Thank you for your ongoing support of this program. And I'm looking at two ladies who are very well manicured and maintained. I'm loving it. I'm very pleased. We're going to be talking a little love, a little women's refuge and love, 5K run walk. Welcome to the program. We have Diane Ludwig. She's our Women's Refuge Executive Director. And alongside her, our co-chairwoman, Ms. Bonnie Feaster, because you ladies have taken on an undertaking that I am just thoroughly impressed by. You picked the best time of the year to get us all outside to run, raise some awareness, and it's right around the corner. So, Diane, sweetheart, share with our listeners a little bit about Women's Refuge if they're not yet familiar.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on the show, Anna. It's great to be here. I want to tell you about the Women's Refuge has been in Vero for over 23 years. We're going into our 24th year. And what we do is we have a threefold ministry. What we do is we offer a residential program for women. It's a refuge for them, for a safe place where they can, women who are dealing with emotional, spiritual, and mental woundedness. And alongside that, from that birth, a biblical counseling center. So we counsel women, men, families, adolescents. And the third thing that we do is we make available training for people to disciple others.
That is impressive. And there is a need.
There absolutely is a need. A lot of women just reach a point in their life where they really can't move forward. Maybe they've had a difficult divorce or a loss of a child or a loved one. Women who suffer from PTSD or depression, anxiety, we welcome them into our program. We give them a safe place to be there for anywhere from 2 weeks up to 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my slogans that I say for storage at White Glove Moving and Storage, but I feel like yours is more meaningful right now. I feel like, wow. Now, obviously, a ministry such as this does require additional funding to help put all these programs in motion. And over the years, there's been some incredible signature events that Women's Refuge has been able to bring to the community. And some of them are just on pause because of our current situation with the climate of what is happening. However, running outside is incredibly encouraged. It's very good for us.
Yes, it is.
We need it.
We need
the social interaction. We also need to invest in our community because, you know, I feel like the community has been paralyzed over the last year of, like, you know,
a screeching halt.
People still need people. It's like people still have needs that need to be met. And we're excited because we actually have something that we feel like can be welcomed during this time because we're still transitioning. We're still not sure, you know, community wise, you know, exactly what's next. But
yeah.
This is a safe way to do an event to raise funds so that the Women's Refuge can still serve the community under these circumstances. So we're really stoked. And of course, we love the theme. I mean, who wouldn't love a love or a theme?
It is, darling. It truly is. Okay, so Bonnie, obviously you have a background in fitness. Is that how you were appointed for this terrific position?
I think so. My husband and I own Lift Fitness. It used to be Max Fitness. We rebranded and remodeled 2 years ago. And this lovely Diane did one of our challenges and rocked it.
Nice.
Yeah. And so,
she does look fit as a fiddle. Just saying, Diane.
I'm telling you, I give all the credit to Steve and Bonnie because I said, if you failed, it's your own fault because they just throw every kind of support you could possibly get. So I hats off to them. I'm very thankful for them.
Very nice.
Oh, you're sweet. And then Brenda also, her and her husband have been members and stuff. And so she reached out to me about the idea of putting this on. And as soon as she said Love Run, my husband and I have a real passion for marriage and love, even though this is all kinds of, I mean, there's going to be mother-daughters running. It's not just like a couple's thing.
Right.
You know, it's just themed that way because it's February 13th. It's the weekend of Valentine's Day. But it was just, it was like instant. I'm like, this is perfect for us because we really, you know, marriage is hard. And so it's, you know, we've got some neat little things that we can share with you on what were opportunities that families, couples, and people can actually send messages in the run and just do some really cool stuff. So
I love that notion. I'm really excited about seeing some of the additional signage that sponsors get to put forth too, because it really is a blend of not just positive affirmations, but also those straight from the Bible. And so it just gives you the ability to have twofold that type of love around you in this positive environment on Saturday, February 13th. So let's talk about some of the logistics, because our listeners are saying, all right, I'm intrigued. I can be outside. I can do good by others, and it's going to be really uplifting. Mm-hmm. So they can knock this out in the morning time and then still have the rest of the weekend to enjoy, right?
Absolutely. It starts at 7:30, and there's even a virtual option. So I actually have a couple that are running from Oregon.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're going to be
great.
Doing the Love Run with us from Oregon. It'd be a great thing to even do with a buddy that might live in or a family member that might not be, you know, here locally, or that they can't attend and they want to do something different, or if they even wanted to do it on our treadmill or something else just to participate.
Oh, that's darling.
You know, mm-hmm. So you've got so many options to be involved and connected and support a great cause. And you don't have to run, or, you know, you don't have to walk in it. You can do it virtually and just participate in other ways as well.
Very
absolutely. And I'm glad that she, you know, you don't have to run. You can walk.
Crawl. So this, yeah. Skip. Steve's been known to skip. Steve has been known to skip. My husband has some crazy things when he's on his runs. He has to keep it entertaining, you know.
Yeah. I love to skip too. Skipping is so joyful. Why not?
It is.
Throw in a little skip. That's good for you. Okay, so how do we register?
You can go to, you can register online. And is it the Running Zone that has all the races? That's just a recent kind of new change. So Running Zone will have the Love Run on there. And there's a lot of different ways you can register. You can register a team if you wanted to. And it doesn't,
okay.
And I don't believe there's any minimum. So Lyft Fitness has a team. And you can also register as a sweetheart. This can be a mother-daughter. This can be, two best friends that are wanting to do it together. And the sweetheart package is really cool because not only does it get you two race day tickets, but it also gives you the opportunity to send a message and to have your own sign with maybe your favorite scripture or your favorite quote or some kind of just message you want to send the community and put your name on it. So really cool. I can't wait to read what people, I can't wait to share my scripture.
Right. it's so inspiring. Absolutely.
I do have that website if you want
Yeah, let's rattle that off, Diane.
Register at secure.runningzone.com. That's register at secure.runningzone.com.
And I will say, if you're driving and you don't have a computer in front of you, you can Google Love Run Vero Beach, and it came up like lickety split.
Wonderful.
Oh, I like when it's easy.
Yes.
Now, most runs are known for having beautiful shirts and fun medals. And recently, I saw Brenda had taken a photo of how attractive the medals are for our place winners, because this is, in fact, a timed run. So if you are one of those individuals that is an eager runner and loving to beat yourself and your best records, then this is also a run for you. You're going to love that.
And the medals are so pretty.
Cool.
Yeah, like very nice.
When we were looking at the medals, we're like, it's got to be special, you know. And I am so excited about the way they look.
The committee just knocked it out of the park on those medals. It's wonderful.
So the winners are going to be based on time and ages, right? Is that the distinction for?
Yes, and we also have, I believe we have the largest team. And I want to say maybe the fastest couple. I don't have that stats in front of me.
I think you're right.
The fastest sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so they'll be the standard requirements of the age groups, you know, like the 40 to 45 or whatever, how
right.
they break it up,
mm-hmm.
And male and female. So we're excited to be able to have a variety of different ways to.
And then you threw in a few other prizes,
yes.
like maybe last place. Because there's... No, I'm just kidding. Why not?
Or the best skipper, right?
The best skipper. That's right, Diane. See, it's evolving right here mm-hmm. on the show. Treasure Coast Insider. That's what we do.
We give high five and fist bumps to all anybody, any skippers.
Any skippers. Yeah. That's what you're going to get. Now, I just love the fact that there's still some time for folks, fellow businesses, such as our friends over at White Glove Moving and Storage, White Glove, where we love heavy furniture so you don't have to, stepped up and we were the goodie bag sponsors. So as a business, we were able to throw our name in the hat and produce 150 goodie bags with little snacks and branding. And that's just one way that a business can get involved. The fact of the matter is, though, there's other opportunities from just monetary donations to being able to do something a little bit more instrumental. And so, Diane, if someone is interested in being a sponsor for this race and they want to help out a little extra, how can they go about doing that?
Well, we've got a lot of different denominations. What's the word I'm looking for? There's a lot of sponsorships available, gold, silver, platinum, what have you, that when you go to that secure, register at secure.runningzone.com, you can go on. There's a sponsor link on there that you can still donate. And I just want to say thank you to White Glove and Moving and Storage. And it was wonderful just to get all those swag bags and all the goodies that you put inside of there. And that's another opportunity. If there's something that your company produces that, you know, that you may want to put in there, or some literature in the swag bags, we have that available as well. So yes, there's different sponsorship levels. They're welcome to sign up. And we do have a lot of sponsors.
Oh, yeah, let's list a few.
Okay.
Let's give them a little love,
absolutely.
By golly.
Well, for the love run, here we
That's
go.
That's right.
So our top donors is Agricultural Services, and we want to say thank you to the Wetter Foundation, as well as Marshall and Claire Evans. In addition, we have Darling Construction, Surfaces Flooring, and our very faithful sponsor, Levco Technologies. And I also want to say Lift Fitness. We are so happy to have them on board. They've just really made this event for us. And of course, White Glove Moving and Storage. We're just so happy. Those are our top sponsors and donors right now. We have just a variety of them. There's a lot on our website as well as on our flyers, a lot more to be listed.
And you can even go to the website and hit the donate button, even if you wanted to donate $5 or something small. I mean,
yeah.
There's you've got sponsorship level, but you also have just general donation options too. So, which, you know, is great because a lot of people do want to do something, but to have that flexibility.
Hey, every $5 adds
Heck
up
yeah.
real quick. I checked.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think of that every time I go to the store in the mall because I'm like, how did that rack up to be that much?
It happens real quick. We checked. So we are going to come back. We're going to delve a little bit deeper as to the Women's Refuge Ministry and how you all have been able to conquer COVID as we look forward to this event that's coming up, our Love Run on Saturday, February 13th. I do want to quickly give a shout out for our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. In the new year, you can take that little chunk of change and maybe get yourself a dream home. And you can get pre-approved with Caliber Home Loans. They have offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. We'll be back with Bonnie Feaster and Diane Ludwig. We're talking Women's Refuge Love Run 5K. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, one and all. Thanks for tuning in to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. Hats off and shout out to our friends over at True Colors Salon with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. They have stylists of every budget and price point, as well as the opportunity for extended weekend and evening hours. So in the new year, if you are looking for a new stylist to call your very own that's going to understand your hair and your uniqueness, well, give True Colors a shout. I'm telling you, I am beyond impressed. I love me some Candace. I love Courtney and her amazing husband, Reagan, and their team is 20-plus of the most talented stylists in all of the Treasure Coast, True Colors Salon and Spa. Here in the studio today, we're talking Women's Refuge. Love 5K Run Walk. I love that this is your inaugural event, right?
Well, actually, it's coming back. We had two other events in the past, and we had a break of several years, but this is, we're reintroducing this to the community.
I love that you're doing it at Valentine's. There's just going to be such a elated viewpoint about it already when people get to just like feel the love, and we've been all cooped up, and so how perfect. Yeah, get out there.
We want this to be our signature event every year that people know Valentine's Day is going to be Women's Refuge Love Run. So
keep it positive. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is actually going to be at the Riverside Park?
Yes, it is. On Saturday, February 13th, it starts at 7:30. You want to come early if you haven't registered yet. You can register online now, but there will be an opportunity to register
the day of. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is this going to be on the side, like with all the beautiful oak trees, or is this on the other side, closer to like the tennis courts?
This is the pavilion side.
This is the brand new pavilions, which were award winning, by the way.
Really? Yeah,
they were. I nominated them. They won. I distinctly remember. It's an incredible project. I love it. It's very beautiful. Okay, so lots of space then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh. And I really encourage people to register early and pick up their bags and everything the day before. So to me, as a racer, not that I'm a really racer, like I'm a jogger. I'm not a racer. But when I participate in 5Ks and stuff like that, it's so freeing to be able just to show up and then to do and not feel like you need to get there, get in line and get your bag and all that kind of stuff. So, and then with people that are worried about social distancing, it's just one more thing that you can get out of the way at your own time and convenience so that you can just arrive and have fun and race.
And will that be early pickup at the same location as the race?
It's at
Runner's Depot.
Runner's Depot. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Off of Miracle Mile.
Oh, very easy, very local.
Mm-hmm. And it's always the day before. It's still this case, right? I believe it's Friday all day is pickup.
Yes, I believe so. Listen, you're right.
And that's kind of the norm. But it's just so nice to be able to swing
I
by there.
I can understand that,
it takes
Bonnie.
Takes 2 seconds
to
grab.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And then you can also probably right next door run in and grab some sunglasses at Deep Six. I mean, just think about it. I got it all figured out for you. Yeah. It's planned.
And you know what? You go to the race because I've done this before where I don't get tickets because I'm unorganized. And then I show up and I'm like, I got to get my stuff. And then I have my bag. Then I got to run my bag to the car to put the bag up because I don't want to run with the bag.
Right.
You know, so there's just little technical details that you want to get out of the way. So if you can do it Friday, then you just show up and have fun.
And you can wear
speaking from experience.
I am. Learn from my mistakes, please.
And then you can wear that awesome shirt that we're going to
have. Because you just picked it up early. Bam.
That's right.
Good
right.
to go.
Yes.
Matchy matchy and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. I like it. Get your number. You'll be all registered. You'll be in like Flynn. Now, there is another component as a way that folks could continually help to support Women's Refuge, and that's the fact that you all have an incredibly cool thrift store boutique.
Yes, absolutely. It's behind the old Kmart Shopping Center at 1615 Collins Center. It is a fabulous store, and all of the profits there directly benefit the Women's Refuge. We've got women who have been through the program who are working there. One of our managers, Lisa Miller, she's fabulous, does a great job. All of them do a great job. But you're going to love this store because it's constantly turning over. The community has been so generous in donating their things. And we take everything for donations, just about everything. We will take electronics a little bit, you know, because you just never know if they're going to work or not. But yes, visit us at 1615 Collins Center off 10th Avenue.
And do you happen to know the hours of operation? It's yes. one of those that close a little bit early. So if you're planning a day of thrifting, you need to plan accordingly.
Well, they just now we extended our hours from 10 to 4 Monday through Friday and on Saturday 10 to 3.
That's like breaking news on the Treasure Coast Insider. What? You got a whole extra time.
You got an extra hour there.
An extra hour to enjoy. And so there's clothes, there's shoes, there's furniture. I know over the years at White Glove Moving and Storage, we've been able to help on both ends. Either it was something that was being donated that we brought to the store, or someone fell in love with it, purchased it, and wanted it brought home. And it, guess what? Most of those big pieces do not fit in a little Mazda. It doesn't happen. You just call your friends over at White Glove. Handsome men with muscle at your disposal. We'll go get it for you. So that's really great, though, because that is something that you can do throughout the year. And if you do happen to know of anyone that's downsizing for any reason, those pieces could really be put to good use to help raise awareness for the organization as a whole, as well as some funds.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a time, too, where I don't know about you guys, but I mean, Diane, you told me today you were working out with us online and we were talking about cleaning out our attic. You know, this it seems like this whole last year, so many people have used the opportunity if they've been able to stay home longer to be able to organize. And this is another way that people can give and support a Women's Refuge, even if they don't have the financial funds, we can turn it around into money and
That's
turn it
right.
around into service, which is obviously the ultimate goal.
Yes. Absolutely. And a lot of real estate people, they'll come across people that are just downsizing, they're moving. And that's a great connection, too, for us. Just, you know, feel free. Just know that the items that you're donating are going to a great cause. It really makes a difference in a woman's life. It helps build our scholarship fund. So women who really can't afford to pay for the program, that we do have a scholarship fund. So the program, real briefly, for 2 weeks, a woman can come. It's $375. That covers everything. Her counseling, her support groups, her curriculum, her room and board. It covers everything that she would need. And every month after that they want to continue in the program is $750. It costs the Women's Refuge $3,500 a month. So there's a big
gap.
Disparity there.
Yes.
So that is a really great when someone can donate those goods through the store. It helps build our scholarship fund and directly supports our program. So that's, I just want to say thank you for all of those people who have donated and the help for White Glove, as you've been there from, it seems like the beginning helping us. So we really appreciate that.
Now, if folks want to find out a little bit more, perhaps they can think of a woman that might benefit from something, one of the courses or the entire program as a whole. How do they go about looking into that and sharing that information with individuals?
Let us know, you know, what you're interested in. We have support groups. We have different support groups with codependency, anger management, shelter from the storm, dealing with sexual abuse. So we really encourage someone to call us, or they can go to our website, womensrefugevb.org. That's Women's Refuge, V like Victor, B like Boy, .org. Gives a full description of our program, but call us.
So much good information, ladies. We're so excited for Saturday, February 13th. There's still an opportunity to register as a runner, as a sponsor, create a team. Bonnie, Diane, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. Until next week, cheers.